Hello, my name is Julia Brasher, and it's my pleasure to read God's Word with you today as we journey through the season of Advent in our devotional guide called Threads of Promise. Today is Tuesday, January 6th. Right now, we are focusing our attention on the promise that Christ is risen as we ponder the truth of Christ's resurrection and how that resurrection changes everything for us. Today, I'll be reading Colossians 1, 15 through 23, and offering my devotional thoughts on the passage. And I'll be reading from the New International Version. Let us read together, remembering that Christ has died, Christ is risen, and Christ will come again. The title in my Bible is The Supremacy of Christ. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. For by him all things were created, things in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or powers or rulers or authorities. All things were created by him and for him. He is before all things, and in him all things hold together. And he is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning and the firstborn from among the dead, so that in everything he might have the supremacy. For God was pleased to have all his fullness dwell in him, and through him to reconcile to himself all things, whether things on earth or things in heaven, by making peace through his blood shed on the cross. Once you were alienated from God and were enemies in your minds because of your evil behavior, but now he has reconciled you by Christ's physical body through death to present you holy in his sight, without blemish and free from accusation. If you continue in your faith, established and firm, not moved from the hope held out in the gospel. This is the gospel that you heard and that has been proclaimed to every creature under the heaven, and of which I, Paul, have become a servant. My devotion is titled The Epiphany, Jesus as the Firstborn of the Dead. Today is Epiphany, the day commemorating the Magi's journey to find the new king guided by a star. A miraculous journey that lays the foundation for our Savior as he takes on human flesh. I wonder what the Magi were thinking throughout their journey, and I wonder if they had some understanding of the miracle before them. They were meeting Mary and Joseph's firstborn child, but they were also meeting the firstborn over all creation. The star guided them to Jesus, and all things were created by him and for him. Would the Magi understand in their lifetime that the child they visit is before all things, and in him all things hold together? For believers today, verses 15 through 19 contain one of the most fundamental, powerful passages we can read and use to guide our faith. Jesus Christ is God, and he has the power of God even before creation. This truth, while hard to comprehend, is on full display in every detail of Christ's birth to his crucifixion. We can believe he is the beginning and the firstborn from among the dead, because his death and resurrection are the first of all believers' bodily resurrections. Matthew 28:6 records the announcement from the angel to Mary Magdalene and the other Mary. He is not here. He has risen just as he said. And we say it each Sunday, we believe in the resurrection of the body. But how do you explain this truth to non-believers or even reconcile it in your own mind? I often find myself praying words from Mark 9. When Jesus heals a boy, the boy's father says to Jesus, "I do believe. Help me overcome my unbelief." I can pray, asking for wisdom, just as James writes, "If any of you lacks wisdom, he should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault." And I can believe the biblical truth from James 4:8, "Come near to God, and he will come near to you." As I begin the new year and make resolutions and promises to improve myself in my own strength, I don't want to forget what Jesus has already done. He has reconciled you by Christ's physical body through death to present you holy in His sight, without blemish, and free from accusation. So perhaps there isn't a resolution I need to make this year, but rather accept Paul's instructions. Continue in your faith, established and firm, not moved from the hope held out in the gospel. It's a clear task we follow as we hold on to the promise of growing closer to Him. Lord, I rejoice in the truth that You hold all things together. You are the creator of the cosmos, and You are also the firstborn from the dead. You have reconciled me to God through Your death on the cross. Because of You, I have resurrection hope. Help me to press on in my faith, firmly rooted in the gospel, as I await the day when my faith is made sight. In Your name I pray. Amen.